Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. I am secured in my identity. Galatians 3:26 to 29 says, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." We're going to be talking about something huge. This conversation is for Gentiles. No discrimination, simply distinction. Let's take the last part of the text first. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now let us journey back thousands of years ago and hundreds of pages in the Bible. In Genesis, we see God meeting a young man named Abram, living in a religious country with his childless wife, Sarai. God said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." God promised this man a country, that he will be the father of a great nation, and much, much blessing. Well, later on in Genesis 15, God revisited Abram and underscored the promise of him being the father of a great and large nation and told him that they will be as numerous as the countless numbers of stars in the sky. Oh, and in that conversation, God also told Abram that the promise of the country would not come through until 400 years later, and that this great nation that is to come will first be slaves in a foreign country, and then he, God, will lead them out into the promised country. Abram believed God. Please note that up until now, Abram had no children, but somehow he believed God. Then there was a third big piece of the covenant between God and Abram. I used the word covenant because God was intentional about his promise to Abram, and so he elevated it to that of a covenant, which is a legal bond that cannot be broken. So in this third piece, in Genesis 17, we see God introduces circumcision, told Abram that every male born in his lineage must be circumcised. And this was extended to people who are part of his staff who are not of direct descendants. God was establishing a covenant between Abram and his descendants. Stay with me, because I'm going to tie all of this up together. In that encounter, God changed the names of Abram and his wife. Abram became Abraham, which means that God would make him the father of many nations and kings will come from him. Sarai's name was changed to Sarah, and her name signified that God will bless her and that she will have one son, and through that one son, she will be the mother of many nations, including kings. Exciting, eh? So this was the covenant for the people we now know as Jews. Biblical history showed that all that God promised Abraham came true, and this great nation emerged. Oh, one little detail. Remember when God said that I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you? Oh my, the history of the Jewish people is that any nation that did good to Israel, even to this day, God blesses that nation. Oh, and for those who curse Israel, those who took them into exile, who oppressed them, who were unkind to them, those nations reap what they sow. God punishes them just as he promised. So where am I going with all of this? The text, my friend, the text. The text tells us some very important things. Follow the points. First, it says that if you have accepted Jesus in your life, if you are in Christ, then you are a child of God through faith, not birth. Don't miss this. The day you were converted from sin, you became a child of God. But this was not a biological designation. This is a faith designation. So, am I talking to a child of God? The next thing in the text is going to blow your mind. There is neither Jew or Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Hold it right there, Clyde. I can deal with the slave and free part, and I can deal with the male and female part, but explain the Jews and Gentile distinction. We need some time, my friend. You see, Jesus is a descendant of Abraham. That was the biological line that Mary came from. In Galatians 3 and verse 16, here is what we see. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say "and to seeds," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person who is Christ. Whoa! What promises are they talking about? All those big audacious promises that God made to Abraham back in Genesis 12, Genesis 15, Genesis 17, all of those were meant for Abraham's descendants and particularly Jesus Christ. So watch this. If you come to God through Jesus, if you accepted Jesus as your Savior, in that moment, your faith landed you into a new category called Abraham's seed. And so all those lofty promises that God made to Abraham are not limited to the Jewish people, although it is their birthright. It has been extended to you by faith. So you, my friend, you are blessed in the way that God promised Abraham. Anyone who blesses you will be blessed, and anyone who does otherwise will not be blessed. Isn't God good? What a brilliant way of tearing down the distinction between Jews and Gentiles through salvation in Jesus Christ. So you, my friend, who are a child of God, you and I are secured in our identity because as a child of God, we are heirs to the promise of God through Abraham.